The narrations have shown that Nabi Hazrat Mehdi's war will be against Europe. It will not be against China and Japan. And the world of history has shown today that after America, there is going to be no European power, superpower. Now it's going to go to China, Japan, Korea. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that Hazrat Mehdi will be used to break the spine of the Christian empire, after which it will never stand again, there was an indication that it's not going to be Korea that's going to break their spine. If it's not going to be Korea and China that's going to break their spine, then it means that America's time is now very close. There is no other European superpower in front. The time of Al-Mahdi also is around the corner. There was a great scholar of his time, and in that era he had already predicted that this Ummah's lifeline is about 1,500 years around. It's not exact, it's not definite. It could be more. It could be perhaps we'll go another 1,000. The other day I mentioned this, and I mentioned this immediately, everyone started checking up. And if this Ummah is 1,500, that one investment I got, they told me the money will only start coming after 40 years. So at the end of the bayan I said that, see ya, that one great scholar, Imam Suyuti of his time, said it, not me. I only quoted it. It's like a man who sent a WhatsApp that they are trapping at the certain place. So all I did is I forwarded that WhatsApp. I said, watch out, they might be trapping. If you land up there and you see they're not trapping, they don't contact me. On 1,500 years, if you see that this whole thing gets wrapped up, then on that day you can make dua for me. But if it doesn't, then don't contact me. I only forwarded a message. But it really seems that we are at the end of round two. Round one had the European threat, it was the Crusaders. Round two had Britain and America. Round one had the Shia threat, it was the Fatimi Empire. Round two had the Iranian Shia threat. Round one had the Knight Templars who were behind everything. Round two got what is called the Bani Brith, which became known as the Zionist threat, which are behind everything. In round one, they found what they needed when they dug. In round two, they are not finding. Round one was 1,000 years practically. Round two, in my understanding, will not go more than 500 years. Unique one mention comes in the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that if Almighty Allah gives my ummah another half day, that's how I started this bayan, as though it seemed there are two rounds. And when Islam knocked all the enemy in round one, then shaitan was going to say, I want one more chance. So the narration comes that if Almighty Allah is to give my ummah another half day, then I have hope that they will manage that half day also. So the Sahabi was asked, what is the meaning of half a day? So he said 500 years. If it hits really, this is that half a day. In that half a day, you never saw it, I never saw it, but Islam saw it. Islam saw there was a khilafat which was brought to the ground. How me and you live today from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was not a year that passed except that there was a Khalifa. It is only me and you we saw the era that there was no Khalifa. It never happened in Islamic history. It never happened. We will end on one last narration. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will see those years of open deception. That's what we're living in today. But then you will said, you will see a time where the open liar, where you and me both know he's the biggest of liars, but when he will talk, everyone will say, I believe. Normally, if you know you are a liar, how can I believe you? But today when Google talks, then everyone knows who's behind Google. That same international Jew. But when Google gives a fatwa, the whole world will WhatsApp it. When the American president talks, when the FBI spoke, 911, and they said, we know who took the aeroplane into the building. It was a group of Arab terrorists. And they even said, how we found out? We said when that aeroplane hit the building, one man's passport fell out. They were ready to say it on international television. Whoever had a mind perhaps laughed. But the whole world sent their military to, yes, go fight. When a man who the whole world knows is lying, when he will talk and everyone will say, yeah, you're speaking the truth. He said, the hour is coming. Then, وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ. And when you will find that a person who everyone understands is the biggest traitor and the most treacherous, when the world will put their amanat by him, they trust. If I ask you who you trust the most, you will say, Molana. So the words of the narration comes, when Al-Amin, the one who is trusted the most, no one will put their amanat by him. Your money, you trust Molana so much, but I don't think one of you ever went to Imam Sahib and he said, you know that 50,000 I got at home, you look after it for me, Molana. You'll never do it. And the one you don't trust at all, everyone speaks about that filthy, evil Jewish lobby. You can't trust the Jew. And you say, where's your money? You'll say, in the Jewish bank. That man has the power of pressing one button, and you collected 1 billion, and suddenly his one button took over the one. And suddenly you go for your accounts, and they say, sir, we got your name there, but it only got zeros. You got no proof, and he got nothing to worry about. When Al-Kha'in, the most deceptive and the one you know to be the biggest traitor, when you will put your amanat by him, then you are waiting for the hour. And then the final of the narration, when Ar-Ruwaybida will start talking with regards to the matters of the international world. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, who is this Ruwaybida? He must be such a strong man that when he sits on his chair and he talks, forget the Masjid of Stanger, the whole world is listening. The whole country is listening. So he must be so intelligent. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ruwaybida means a man whose IQ, a rajulu tafihu, a person who young children will be laughing at his intelligence also. So they would have wondered, such a stupid man, when he talks, how can the whole world listen? But they never saw the time of our time. An American president will talk, and 3 days before they spoke about his IQ. When a South African president will talk, when presidents of the world will talk, and when a young child listens to it and he also laughs, and he says, even in class we don't behave less. When the hadith would mention it, what a word. He said, you are on the brink of the hour now. We are on the brink. Why I came to mention it was no entertainment. It was if round 2 will end in 1,500. Perhaps it will go further, and maybe hopefully it will go further because we all love our world. But if Masjid al-Aqsa doesn't allow 100 years to pass in the hands of an evil person like how it never allowed before, and how Quran showed give it 100 years. And if Imam Suyuti was right that this ummah will go past 1-4 but not past 1-5, and if everything in the world is falling into place like how it is, and the ending of it was the war of Sham, which came in the narration. And the narration explained when the war of Sham will start, and there will be different groups, and it's a long narration, but it ends that when the different groups of Muslims will unite in the land of Sham against many enemy flags, and under each flag will be a man who got a hope to take the land. That's Sham at the moment. America is a flag, they want the land. Russia is a flag, they want the land. Different groups. When the Muslims will unite under one leader in the lands of Sham, then Almighty Allah will give them an open victory against all those flags. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, after that happens, the awaited Mahdi will make his appearance.